then that wood, you know, when you put the thing on there, you know, just break it down, you know, it just go down, you just put it on there and fade it on that, bolt it on that tie, you know. That tie can't get off, can't slide off. It's made to fit that old wood. Just fit right up there, just like you put your hand up there, they fit up there on that. And they put them three or four bolts in there, you know, bolted all around on there, you know, tight, you know, and then, and that, whatever that wood is, Johnny, they have a little old cup on there, you know, and they fit all that Johnny that very way, you know, and they have a bolt there, you know, to hold that, you know, and they keep that tie on there for you. It weighs down for a long, long time.
Looking at this picture I have here, what, and this is a wheel, goes all the way around. This is one of those wooden wheels that we're talking
right?
about. What is this wooden part called that's right in here?
You call that your axle.
What is a filly?
Yeah. Your spindle, you see, you put that wheel, and see here, yeah? Take my fingers, I say, wait. All right, I call that the spindle you put your wheel on, you know. That's what you call it, your wagon wheel axle. All right, you slide that wheel on there, you know. On his over here, it's got a nut on there, you know. You screw it in there, you know. Screw it up, you know. So it fit that. It got a little slot all around in that wheel, you know. That nut go in there, you know, and fit that, you know. And that wheel can't slide by, can't wall no way. Just stay sitting there straight and run that straight down there. It's on your line. It stay more true. And a car wheel is. Car get out of line and wheel gets out all sorts of ways. But that wagon wheel ain't gonna do that. That tire, that wheel way out for it. And it'll always be in line.
What is a felly?
How was that?
A felly.
A felly. That's what you call the rim on that wheel is the same thing. That tire, they're gonna put that iron tire on top of that, you see. That's the fella. And that was in that, on that fella, like your finger around here, that was called your spoke. And my spokes all the way around that wheel, you know. They fed into this here hub down here, you know, on there, you know, and mix it around, you see. They fed in there, and it's got two iron cuffs on there to hold the other thing together, and they got it made. Them all spokes sit down into that, you know. And go back up into that fellow there, you know, like your finger is here now. Here, see yourself in here that way, and that other end of them sitting down here in the chair round part. All the way around. And then they got two iron ring, you know. They slide on there, you know, and drive up tight, you know, where they can't fit them. And they got a little peg, an iron peg, you know. Peg, you know, where that chain slipped either way, you know. And you got your wagon wheel beat them.
What is a French harp?
A wheat?
A French harp.
A French harp?
French harp.
I don't know that.
What about a harmonica?
A harmonica, that's a harp, ain't it?
Harmonica?
Yes.
Would you describe that? What is it? It's
made this way, you know, you blow it. And it's got notes all in there, you know. Some of them, you know, now when I was coming on, you know, people didn't call them no harmonies, they called them harp. They had a name, different name, harp. But now this day and now they call them harmonies or something like that, you know, and you could take a quarter, buy any side or any sort of one you want. Some of them double noted, some of them single noted.
What is a Jew's harp then?
Well, that's a little thing made like you say, you know, that little thing that you put in your mouth, you know, and take it and, you know, and play it that way, you know. I never could fool one or nothing like that. But I can blow a harp, all right. I can blow most anything I put in your name on a harp.